It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Heather Salee-Cloward. She's with the USU Extension Office, the Create Better Health, and it's really a great, great thing that they do. The USU Extension, a lot of people think that it's, you know, 4-H, and it's, let's talk about what plants we need to worry about right now, things like that, but they're not. They have so many other things that are going on, and one of those things is coming up this Wednesday. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can be a part of it. And then we're going to cover some topics for October and November with Halloween safety. They're going to have a healthy food drive, making sure that it's very important to eat together as a family. And then she'll talk about some classes that she's got coming up. Heather, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about this. And let's start talking first and foremost about the quick and easy cooking event that's coming up this Wednesday, the 27th.
Yes, it's super fun. We love it. So we do it once a month. So we have it this Wednesday, just like you said. So what it is it's a quick and easy cooking class where we can have 20 participants to be there in person. And then, of course, we stream it main live on Facebook. So everybody can join us. We give away some really fun prizes. And what we do is all of the recipes have been taken out of the Create Better Health curriculum. They're affordable. They're really easy. Anybody can make them. So that's what the class is pretty much basing around, is anybody can cook. It doesn't matter, you know, what your level of expertise is. Anybody can do it. And so we try to keep the recipes really easy and fun. We have a celebrity guest, as we call him, come in, help us cook the recipe. And then we talk about some really important different family topics, prevention topic. And yeah, we take it from there. It's a lot of fun. And we are really, really excited.
And to prove that anybody can cook, it will be me this Wednesday.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. I just got the recipe, and I've got to find something that'll go along with it to bring with me. It's a Hawaiian Honey Crunch wrap, and it sounds really good. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be, once again, Wednesday at 6:30. If people want to go, they are limiting it to about 20 folks down there to be in the studio. How do they do that?
So they can go onto Eventbrite, and then they can search for, I believe it's Quick and Easy Cooking, or search for in the area of price in USU Extension. And I believe the event will pop up, and then you can just schedule and set your seat right there. It's all free. You don't have to worry about paying anything, but that will reserve your spot.
All right. And they just need to, you know, once again, space is limited. So the first 20, once free class, just get in and have fun. Then if somebody wants to watch it online, where do they need to go?
So if they want to go to Carbon County Create Better Health on Facebook, we will stream it live straight from our Facebook page.
All right. So that's for the month of October. And because October's almost over with. And one of the fun things that are coming up, and we were discussing that, let's talk about it first, Halloween safety, first and foremost.
Yeah, so we all know how important it is to be safe on Halloween. Make sure that you're, you know, staying with your parents. Don't go when it's too dark. If you are, make sure you're using your reflective lighting. But also, we want to make sure that you guys are checking your candy. And something that's really important that I don't know how much people always think about is, you know, having a good, healthy, hearty meal before you actually go out trick-or-treating. Because you'll find yourself less likely to eat as much candy. So you want to make sure you're still taking care of your body and you're not going out and just filling up on a bunch of sugar. So try to remember your healthy basic meals before you go out trick-or-treating. And honestly, it gives you more energy so you can trick-or-treat longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Might as well stay out as long as you can. So let's talk about healthy alternatives for Halloween.
Right. So with all the sugar and candy that's going around, I personally teach classes that are based off of nutrition and the MyPlate curriculum. So it's really important to pass along that type of information so that the kids know that there's other ways that they can have sweets. One of my absolute favorite things to make is, I call them apple donuts. So you just cut the apples in slices and then you can cover them in yogurt or peanut butter or whatever, and a little bit of sprinkles or whatever. So there's lots of different things that you can make. Even the caramel apples. Yes, the caramel is not super healthy, but it's our sometimes treat. So at least we still have that apple in there, right?
Right. That's, I think, the most important part. So there are, believe it or not, there are healthy alternatives to Halloween
treats. Yes.
It can be done. It can be done. All right. Another thing that you've guys got going on between October and November, you're doing a healthy food drive for the Trinity Church, correct?
Right. So it's kind of just an open food drive. We pretty much do it year round, but we really like to focus and push it during the months of October and November so we can get amped up for the holidays. It's been a really rough couple years with COVID and everything, so we are really trying to help them stock up for their families in need. If you want to donate, we're pushing to have some healthier options donated, but, you know, they're not picky. They will take anything, and they certainly do appreciate all. So you can go straight to the Trinity and donate there, or you're welcome to email me at heather.cloward@usu.edu, and I would be happy to make arrangements to come and pick up any donations.
To go pick those up. And this is the time of year, too, that it seems like there's more need out there than any other time of year. So if you've got it to give, get a hold of Heather down at the extension office, and she can go pick it up and deliver it. Or if you want to take it to the Trinity Church, go right ahead and do that as well. When we were discussing the event coming up, one of the things that always comes up as the topic is the eating as a family and things together as a family. And it's very important to get together, because sometimes at dinner time and things like that, that's really the only time that families get together really anymore. Everybody is so busy anymore.
Yeah.
So
I know my family is, and I have two kids, and it is just like so hard to get everybody in one spot at the same time. And, you know, sitting down and eating as a family, that gives you guys time to sit and talk about your day, find out where everybody's at in life, and connect. You know, we want to instill those values into our kids, and we want to have a good relationship. You really want to connect with them, and so you want to make sure that you have that connection with your kids and a mutual respect so that they know what the rules are. But at the same time, you know, it's a healthy relationship, and they're going to be comfortable with coming to you with anything.
Right. And that's one thing that seems to be lost in the world that we live in with digital everything and this and that and the other is spending time together as a family. And this is a great way to do that. Just remember, sit together and enjoy a meal together as a family. And you know what? The change, you'll see the change, really, you will.
Oh, yeah. No electronics. Just sit and enjoy each other's company.
All right. And let's wrap up with talking about, you said you have a few events that are coming up in the next couple of months. Let's talk about those for just a moment.
Yeah. I mean, these are usually just open year round for the most part. I do a lot of really fun classes. I can go into the libraries, into the classes. I go into the schools. Like I said, these are all free. They're really fun with the MyPlate curriculums. Right now, I'm doing a food, fun, and reading. So what we do is we go in and we read a book, and then we play a physical activity, and then we make a recipe that is based off of that book in a different culture. So it's a healthy recipe plus a fun book. I love it. It's one of my favorite classes to teach. Plus, I can also do the hand washing seminars, whether it's for youth or adults, it doesn't matter. We can absolutely adapt to any age. And then, of course, I have all kinds of adult and youth cooking class options as well.
Okay. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you about any of those offerings that you have, what can they do?
The best way to get a hold of me would be, like I said, my email, heather.cloward@usu.edu.
Okay. Heather Cloward, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about the USU extension there in Price and all the great events that you guys have going on. They've got a great website, a great Facebook page, so much information. Get on there and check it out. Thank you once again.
Yes, lots going on.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.